on the phone now, Andy Shore, Ingham County Commissioner and Chair of the Finance Committee. Good evening, Andy. How are you?
Good evening. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Very good. It sounds like you're in transit somewhere.
I'm outside. I'll be inside just a moment.
Oh, no, you're fine. You're fine. As long as we keep that connection, we're doing well. Read an interesting article that you were involved with and quoted and interviewed for in Michigan Messenger last week and wanted to kind of follow up on that with you. It talked about revenue sharing cuts, which have been the subject of a lot of conversation, of course, as the budget is passing through this the Capitol. Boy, I hope you're not in big wind. There we go. That sounds better. There we go. That sounds better. But revenue sharing and of course, what keeps coming up when it comes to county services and so forth is police services as well. Where do you stand on that? And where do you think, are there still cuts to be made, or are we going to lose even more in terms of services?
Well, it depends if you're talking about police or generally.
Well, let's start with generally first.
Generally, we're anticipating about a $5.5 million budget deficit. Someone said to me the other day, "Oh, that's peanuts. You can do that easy."
Did you invite them to help you?
Right. I think I might have actually. it's not easy. We do find gimmicks here and there. We do hiring freezes. We've done a whole slew of different things in the past, but at Ingham County, we've done quite a few structural changes which have helped out. Otherwise, the deficit would be a lot bigger. That being said, it's going to be the same exercise we've had the last few years. Departments are going to have to review their staffing and see what they can do without. Seems like whenever we have employees leave through attrition, we seem to leave a lot of spots open, and I'm sure some of that will continue. Hopefully, not too much. We're getting to the point where you almost can't even leave a spot open, and that's where you mentioned the sheriff. They're down to kind of, I don't know if I call it bare bones, but they're, they don't do road patrol anymore, and that was by our resolution. And I don't know that there'll be a whole lot more cuts for folks to take. A lot of departments are doing reorganizations and restructuring. The clerk did it. The prosecutor did it. So we're going to continue to look at see what efficiencies we can do, what kind of one-time solutions in terms of hiring freezes we can do. Generally, we do hiring delays, so if a position empties, we wait 3 months before filling it. Now you've saved a quarter of the year's worth of that salary. We'll do a lot of that, I expect, and then we'll look at what other bigger changes need to be made and what support there is for any of those big changes. But that's coming. The county's budget process is we're calendar year, so it's January 1st to December 31st. We go out, we request information from the different department heads and what they need, and the elected officials, the countywide elected officials, and what they need. And then our controller comes to us mid to late summer, so July or so, and we talk about some options, and then she presents her recommendations in August, and then we start going through and figuring out what we agree with and don't agree with in her recommendations. So we're just about to start that process, probably in the next month or two.
Are you running out of options? You've been trying to be efficient in this process in recent years as revenue sharing has dropped and as the economy has shifted and you've been trying to do some of these things. I presume. I know I've been to some of these meetings. So,
right.
Are you running out of ideas?
I hope not. I think that. Every year that we see further revenue sharing cuts from the state, that was the original question you asked, and I dodged it. We're getting cut a third from the state this year, on top of our property tax reductions, which is causing the $5.5 million deficit. In addition to increasing costs, health care, gas, things like that. We're running out of options. No, I don't know that we're running out of options. We will be, more and more creative. We in the past have closed the post in the jail, and we've eliminated road patrol, and those are not things we can do again. You can't close another post in the jail. You can't, some of the major cuts that we've made, we can't do again. I don't think that furlough days really worked all that well, so I don't anticipate we'll do anything like that again. We'll continue to be creative. We have the best staff in the country. We have the best controller in the world. And she was solving budget deficits for the state when they have multi-million-dollar deficits, so she's got some good ideas, and she touches base with us and feels around for what we think to make sure that she's going along with our direction. I think that that it's not running out of ideas. It's just new and different ideas, and we're pretty open to consolidations and to shifting, you know, responsibilities as needed in terms of employees. And we work very well with our union, so it's not usually a combative management versus employee. It's kind of everyone doing the best to make sure that the services remain for the county. We've got, you know, our sheriff, our health director, they're all going out and looking for state and federal grants for, you know, programs they do. So our health department draws down quite a bit of money from the federal government, and there's a lot more of that going on. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that we're running out of ideas, but, you know, you got to be creative.
They're going to have to be different. Only have about 45 seconds left. Some good news with the attorney tonight to help with the fraudulent foreclosures.
But tonight, yeah, we're going to be bringing on legal aid to help us to go after more fraudulent foreclosures. Register of Deeds Curtis Hertel Jr. has been doing fantastic work. And the more he digs into it, the more he sees that there are big problems with this one company. And we're going to have attorneys that can help people. So,
very good.
Yeah.
Well, I will have to call you on another day, a couple other subjects, and your run for the House of Representatives. So we will get back to you on that. Thank you so much, Andy.
Any day. I look forward to it.
Thank you, Andy. Good night.